I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And a resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Quantimino.
Hypothetical meta-analysis. Ooh. The Vanna White biopic.
All right, real quick. How would you describe Vanna White to someone who has never heard of Vanna White?
Luxury.
Some clam that touches screens for a living on TV.
She turns she's letters to move, on Wheel of
she
Fortune.
She doesn't even turn letters anymore.
She had to move a whole fucking TV.
What's that?
She had to move a whole TV.
Yeah, she was like, "This isn't."
Yeah, it used to be
I'm
hard
not doing
work.
This anymore. And then they created the technology
just
so
for,
that she wouldn't
right.
have to
Monkey's
quit.
Out of the bottle, man.
Yeah.
Well, she got an injury, and then she's like,
"I
can't
finger,
do this
little
anymore."
Little fingy injury.
Right? She pinched it.
Yeah.
Do you think eventually she'll just have like a little clicker and she can
she's
stay
on a
seated?
Couch. She's wow. like on a Lazy Boy. Yeah.
No, it's sponsored. It's got to be a name brand.
Yeah, Lazy Boy.
Win,
it's
number.
Like Win. Yeah, one of the, what's it called? Wedges. It's just going to be Win Vanna's Lazy Boy. How would I describe her? Just a white lady, an old white lady who's on a show and she touches the screen and is a millionaire.
To display letters while you solve a puzzle.
Well,
but that's more
yeah,
about
I guess.
The, that's more about the game.
I suppose.
White isn't actually her last name. It's just a descriptor.
Whoa. Oh.
We got the biopic right now.
Oh, wow, that's a lie. Jeez.
Vanna White was born in.
Can I guess?
Where'd she go to college?
I'm going
to
say she's from Idaho, dude.
Tell us about a burrito.
I'm going to say she grew up on a damn farm. Someone told her she was pretty.
She was like fourth of five kids.
She was in the discard pile.
She was an accident.
And she's like, I'll show you. And then she went to Hollywood and it just doesn't say words on TV. She's just on TV without saying
much. I didn't know she was from the U.S. Vanna sounds...
No, wow. Vanna is like white trash, like from the country. It's not a different country.
It
feels like a different country.
Really?
But
it's the country, not a different country.
Yeah, Vanna. I know a Vanna.
Oh, really?
Do you?
It's just a boomer. It's just a boomer woman name.
Oh.
No
is
offense.
Because that's what they drive?
It's what they live in.
Wow. Look, she came up, okay? Started in Vanna.
I'm talking a lot of shit. I don't hate Vanna White. I think
it's
she's,
hard to
she's
hate Vanna
sweetheart.
White. She doesn't stand for anything.
Vanna, give me a call, honey.
Sitting next to Vanna White.
Hey, what's that?
Nelly.
If you want to go and take a ride with me.
He talked. He's in a plugged.
I think she's even in the video.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't think she is.
Come on.
I hope so. I hope
we'll
you're right.
We'll get J Mark to research.
Yeah, we'll get J Mark. J Mark, and so
back
while
to
you're
biopic.
Editing, insert whether or not. She was in that video right
sitting
now.
Next to Vanna White.
False.
So anyways, is there actually a biopic going?
This is hypothetical meta-analysis.
It
so
sounds like a...
Answer's now.
Margot Robbie.
They're going to have to make her not as...
They're
going to have to down
her down
her.
A little bit.
I mean, it does sound like this would be a like NBC made-for-TV movie in like 1998.
Rags to riches.
Hallmark Channel?
Yeah, or a Hallmark or Lifetime would do a Vanna
Lifetime.
White biopic. Biopic, if you will.
Right. I like saying it like that.
Yeah. Did you say that earlier?
Yeah.
Actually, you said it somewhere in between.
I say it a lot.
But you
like
said
that.
It biopic.
Yeah.
Biopic.
Biopic.
But would you say it's doable?
What do you mean?
A Vanna White biopic.
If she's clean.
What do you mean?
If she's clean.
If she's got no skeletons.
Like, you can't have a Martha Stewart biopic?
No.
That's more interesting.
You do. You do, but it's got to be gritty.
That's a spicy one.
Yeah, Vanna See? White, it's not going to be that interesting. I mean, you could probably.
Unless she's not clean.
She was a Playboy.
Sitting next to Vanna White.
Yeah, but like everybody was in Playboy.
Yeah, the only thing is you showed your tits one time.
Yeah, no gash.
Did you see it?
I actually have it.
Wait, hang on. Wow.
I forgot about this.
Talk about that.
Tell us about it, Brian!
Oh, my God. No, so my grandpa, when he died.
Connoisseur.
He didn't leave me much, but he did leave me.
Enough.
this compilation. I'm sorry, compilation Playboy, which it has. It's like from like probably
like a best of collection.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably from like '93 or something. It might actually be in this building.
Wow! It's like a volume.
Yeah, because I brought all the stuff like that was anthology on my bookshelves. Yeah, it's just one magazine. It's just a best of.
Yeah,
and it's like '92 all the way back to like it had like Bo Derek with her big fucking bush. You know Bo Derek?
Yeah, we do.
With the braids.
Oh my god! So there's just
and
one
wake up with Bo Diddley.
What's that?
No effects.
Oh. So there's this one pic with it's just the silhouette of Bo Derek and she's naked on the beach.
Muff.
And you can see the silhouette of her huge fucking ass muff, dude. It's like underneath, it's like a hairy taint. and people loved it back then. They're look at that hairy ass
natural
taint.
Yeah.
And just jerking off. God damn, dude. I got to show you guys this. Also, Madonna's in it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's not bad. Vanna White's in it, yeah.
Yeah.
She's actually on the cover.
Vanna White.
Have we talked about this before?
No.
Let's talk about it. Yeah, I wish if we had time, I'd see if I have it here. Yeah.
Tune in next time, ladies and gentlemen. Guesstimation unknown. Is that what I like to do? The rancid in my head.
Oh.
Guesstimation unknown. We'll work on it. All right. So the artist is Dashboard Confessional.
How many listens per month does Dashboard Confessional
or listeners
per month? How many listeners per month?
Do they get on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Half a mil.
No, it's more than that. Half a mil monthly listeners?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to say it is.
As for me.
Do you realize how many women are in the United States?
How many millennials are still
are they still
to their
emo?
Making out.
Their emo nostalgia.
Yeah, just okay. Think about how many women are in their 30s. That live in the United States.
Yeah.
And then at least 5% of them are listening to Dashboard Confessional
let's
every
do
month.
Still. Okay, let's do this. So half the population.
So
do the math?
175?
Right. So maybe
million?
10% is in the demographic.
So 17 mil?
Right. And then 5% of that.
Okay, let's get. Oh, I see what you're saying. In the demographic.
850.
850,000? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3 mil.
Burrito.
A million. Let's go for a million.
It's going big.
Wow.
You're saying half? He's saying a mil. I'm saying three.
3 mil?
Yeah, I'm saying 3 mil.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
A little bit. You guys ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Accurately, at the time we record this, 1,533,056 monthly listeners for Dashboard Confessional.
Burrito's the closest without going over.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow, I feel embarrassed.
I should have given him a million, for sure. But you know,
I guess I'm stuck in 2005.
Right.
Those are 2005 numbers for Chris Graba.
No, I mean it was probably 10.
Yeah, you're probably right. Dude, don't. Are you trying to make me cry? You're either trying to make me cry or harm. Yeah. I mean,
here we go. Give it me.
Vindicated. I am living. Oh. I am right. Swear I
dude,
knew it.
I'll
all
tell you
along,
when this came out.
When this I am bleeding up so well.
When this came out and it was on the Spider-Man 3 soundtrack, I was so proud of my boy, dude.
Yeah,
I was like, he
King
has made it.
Chris Caraba,
you sold out. But the other part of me was like, you go, boy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were like, you sold out. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Like, I'm on Spider-Man, you jealous bitch.
Also, the whole thing was sell. I mean, he wasn't like punk rock. He was like a
he
sad
didn't
guy.
Stand
time
for
out,
anything.
Guys.
Yeah.
You just wanted to
respect
Burrito's presence, please.
What? Did he raise your hand?
No.
Oh, in the Zoom
it's in the box,
no, I did not.
Oh,
yeah, he's no comment, but I'm just saying, you guys are just ranting about this dude. Hey. How much you love him. We got a hater in the house.
This is the Chris Caraba.
I feel like they...
You're not even
in the
room.
They sold out with Spider-Man.
Fuck.
What's that?
I think they started as sellouts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. Exactly. That's the point.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he just did it to get his dick wet up. Worked fabulously.
You're saying he did it all for the pussy? Or the
pussy?
The
what? So he could take that.
He and Fred were doing it for the same reasons.
Just different styles.
Yeah. Chris was like, I don't know if I want
think
pussy.
Wet it. I think Fred got it harder.
What do you mean?
Fred got it harder, but...
What, got his dick harder?
No. Like, the women that
got
Fred...
Got it harder?
Yeah, they fuck back.
Oh.
Whereas...
For sure. Chris
Caraba
would be reeling in the dead fish.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
See you guys later.
Two strokes different, folks. Arthur the Arbiter. Tell us about her, Arthur.
All right, so I was planning on getting you guys this stuff so you'd have commentary too, but it's currently unavailable. I knew it. It was just one of those things, like, you had to get there on the drop, and I was, like, in the drive-through line, and the person in front of me, the meal. Oh, yeah, the Cactus Patch Flea Market McDonald's meal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about this. Happy Meal. Adult Happy Meal.
Yeah.
So Cactus Plant Flea Market, what the fuck is this?
It's a streetwear brand.
Okay.
So it's just
what
like
a streetwear
name.
Brand. CPFM? You're going to have to go all the way back to the...
You know Sean John?
Sort of. I know FUBU. Is that streetwear?
Cubic feet yeah. per minute?
Cubic feet.
Well, FPM, isn't
cubic
it?
Cubic per feet minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we got a FUBU situation? Supreme?
I don't think McDonald's would. Yeah, sort of.
What makes something streetwear?
If people wear them on the streets.
Okay.
From the streets.
Okay, Art, tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, unavailable. Sorry, guys. But I did score one, and it was like one of those. It's just a combo meal, and it comes in a special box, and it comes with like a special toy. And it's like this collab with this company. So you have these like four weird critters with like four eyes.
Well, they're normal McDonald's characters, but they've been turned into these freakazoid versions of themselves.
Three of them are.
Three of
you
them
got
are.
The Hamburglar. You got Grimace.
Grimace.
You got
this
Birdie
whore.
Is her name.
Birdie.
Maybe?
So. I don't very know. Creative.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. And her mouth is agape as if she were a sex doll.
Wow.
That's what I'm picking up on.
And then Cactus Buddy, which is part of Cactus Plant Flea Market, I'm assuming.
I like him.
Yeah, that's their logo thing. And they do the smiley face with the four eyes. So that's like their shtick, right?
I see. And so that's why everything has four eyes.
Yeah.
I just can't. I think children across the U.S. are getting freaked out.
For adults.
Remember, they specifically marketed this for adults.
I know, but is it possible the kids are getting these, though?
Of course. Like, they're picking it up, and that's weird, but still, it's meant to be for adults.
Right, but the kids are getting freaked out is my
probably.
Point.
What I a strange way like to it. Criticize.
Huh?
I think they might like it.
Do they have other figures that they make? Like, other collabs?
They're not really, like, a figure maker. They're more of, like, a clothing maker.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. Where you get, like, the $180 hoodie.
Oh, do they ever do the four-eyed iconography and other things? Like, parodies and stuff?
I think so. I couldn't be sure about that, but it's a really kind of... It's not a very developed collection, right? You would think it was, a popular fashion brand. They'd at least have, like, a Wikipedia article or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like one of those... Maybe they're just getting started.
Yeah. Well, they've been around
with... This is a scrappy group of...
Yeah, it's a little startup.
Right, but a startup enough to where they can
instantly... I mean, they're collabing with fucking McDonald's.
They're not popular because they instantly sell out in minutes, and it's that whole forced scarcity thing. It's like, we made like 20 hoodies, right? And some of their shit is seriously like Gilgen with their print on it.
Wow.
Like straight up.
Nice name
people will pay high dollar.
Gilgen.
Well, you know what I mean,
who's tried screen printing knows what Gilgen is.
Man, I got fucking shit particles on a pair of Gilgen in my pants right now, dude.
Wow. You wear
right
Gilgen?
Very sometimes.
When I see that tag,
Gilgen,
I say, fuck
underwear?
That shit.
Gilgen?
I didn't know.
Yeah, they
is
do.
It champion?
What?
Is it champion? Is it
no,
for
it's
sure
Gilgen, dude.
Wow.
Actually, I'm not wearing right now, but I do have some Gilgen
undies.
It's
because he's scoop and tossed.
Wow. Scoop and tossed.
So wait.
Gilgen, the official brand.
Who are these fucks? So this is
Hamburglar.
Pharrell? Pharrell did this?
It was Pharrell's assistant.
Okay, so it's Pharrell.
By proxy.
By proxy, yeah.
So Pharrell's
like his name
pumping
is
this.
Tied, sort of. But
nah, he's pumping this, dude.
But it's pumping itself, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Man. I've never heard of it.
Well,
does that mean I'm not cool?
You're not just not
sorry,
keeping up with the
cool,
hypebeast culture, right? It's just an instant.
I forget that you guys
it's
are
a total
fucking
name,
hypebeast.
I'm not a hypebeast, but I just understand the culture.
Are you not a hypebeast? What makes so? If you're observing the hypebeast stuff, then doesn't that make you involved in the community?
I think hypebeast involves activity as well, right?
Okay.
Did you get a Happy Meal?
Yeah, man, you're fucking.
That was a hypebeast move, but I'm not a hypebeast.
I think this isn't the first time you've done hypebeast type behavior.
Yeah, you do kind of do hypebeast shit for not being a hypebeast.
Do you guys remember the Travis Scott meal?
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
And the BTS meal?
Yeah. You're only hypebeast McDonald's.
That's true.
You'll pay the extra.
I think you've done it before for like things though too. You
discount hypebeast.
You've gotten like a hoodie or something.
You got us the Mexican pizza.
Fuck, that is hypebeast. All right.
Just now,
I'm fair like weather hypebeast.
Oh, wow. He's a dabbler.
Yeah. I'm a lurker.
Wow. All right, Art. Tell us about these figurines.
What? Why me?
You're the one who has one.
Yeah. So I got the Cactus Buddy.
Yeah.
And it's the best one, right?
Thank you.
Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because I could...
I think the Hamburglar is the best one.
Hamburglar?
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Because he's cool as shit. He steals burgers.
He's got the four eyes. Yeah, I mean, they all have four eyes.
Come on, man.
But like, I don't know. To me, he's the most collab-y, I guess. You know?
I mean, he's well thought out.
Yeah.
Collab-y?
Yeah.
Collab-y. Like the collaboration.
Yeah, it's the best amalgamation of both brands.
Really?
Well, the best would actually be Ronald, but they said, no!
You don't touch the clown.
Even though in the illustrations, there is a four-eyed Ronald.
You don't touch...
Like if you look at the promo
stuff. The clown
will touch your kid.
Whoa.
Isn't there like a Ronald McDonald house?
Leave Michael Jackson alone.
Okay.
Well, allegedly.
Thank you.
So you think
could have done like a much, much smaller run of like Ronald McDonald's and made it like a secret.
Damn, for scarcity.
Secret McDonald's.
You know what I mean? Going on eBay for like a grand.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Straight up. No joke.
Straight up, not done. Hyping the hype beast.
Yeah.
Who hypes the hype beast?
Brian McFly. He hypes. Who you picking, Brian? I didn't hear your choice yet.
I think I'm picking the broad, dude.
Damn, wow. He's going birdie?
Because
she has a creative name? Oh, wow, okay.
Just
if,
like,
if your dick fits in her mouth?
Yeah.
It is the way she's holding her mouth open like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing,
don't
dude.
Don't fucking victim blame.
No, it's not. She wants to do it. Why is she a victim? She wants to do it. We got consent.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Francine D.
Me and, what's his face? What's your name?
Gemini.
Me and Gemini were talking about we were talking about Need for Speed.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
And then
I used to play that game a lot.
Yeah, but there's an offshoot, a Need for Speed type game.
Oh.
Called.
Oh, shit.
I even forgot. Well, that's not a shock.
Oh, damn, I can't remember it now.
Street Racing Syndicate.
Yes, SRS, Street Racing Syndicate. Yes.
So tell me about that burrito.
Game, okay, in that game, you could do challenges, and if you beat them, you would get a video of a girl dancing for you.
God.
And as you got more videos, they had less and less clothing on.
That's what's up, dude. God, yeah. Those were the good old days.
So the last video, they had like bikinis on.
Oh.
Are you trying to tell me that Francine D was one of those girls?
Yes, sir.
I guess you weren't good at it.
And she may have been your favorite one.
Had you?
I was going to ask you, which one was your favorite?
I don't think he was good enough to get to that point then.
Well, they didn't really advertise their name very well.
I see.
This was for more for exposure type thing.
Hey, guys, can you help me out real quick?
Yeah.
Who's Francine D?
She's one of the models that he's talking about. So you play this game.
Is she an IG model or a made-up character? What?
Oh, no, she's a real porn actress.
Oh, real person.
Real person.
Oh, she's a porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Thanks, guys.
Now I'm remembering what actually brought up. I don't know if Jim and I wanted to talk about it, but we were talking about how sometimes first-generation kids get like really old people names. So there's like, what were we talking about?
Yeah, Priscilla.
Priscilla.
And Beatrice, then you said Isabel. Specifically Francine.
I just made up one. I was like, oh, yeah, there's probably a
first
generation Asian person named Francine. He goes, yeah, D. I was like, what? He goes,
D's nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then after he said, D's nuts, then he said Francine D.
And then so you looked up Francine D. And tell me
and
about
I liked
Brian.
She had big tits. She's Asian. She's, I'm guessing, Southeast Asian.
5'2".
Who knows?
Maybe I don't know. I couldn't tell. She had a bob. I do remember
she
that.
She had a bob.
She had a bob on her head.
Which one is your favorite one, Burrito? Which one was the most memorable to this day?
I don't remember. I need to I should go look them all up.
Yeah, you should go and then tell us next episode which one was your favorite.
Yeah.
The fucking...
But I looked up Francine D and I wasn't really into her.
Wow. Really,
I was like,
You weren't looking at the classic stuff that you remember. You were looking at the new stuff.
That's what it was.
Don't look at the new stuff. See, this is our... This
what
is,
the hell, man?
This is
she
irreplaceable
has
nostalgia.
This is such early 2000s, like, woman.
Hey, don't
like,
hate.
What?
Don't hate.
No, I like it. I'm just saying, you're like, this
the
is kind of
the clothes.
The clothes, the hair, the but the top big titties, down. Like the just tight implants.
Those also seem out of style now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are getting
natties,
getting them taken out. Like Kim Kardashian, she secretly got hers
next
downgraded.
On TMZ.
Yeah.
Anyways, we were talking about it going out of style, so I just thought I'd give you an example.
So what we have with Kim Francine Kardashian. D, do we have
Can we keep talking about Kim Kardashian?
No, man. Okay. Moving on.
Let me know.
She's probably my favorite.
Francine D?
Yeah. Well, I guess the only one I remember, so she has to be my favorite.
Are we talking about Asian porn stars from the early 2000s?
No, I'm talking about on Street Racing Syndicate specifically.
Yeah.
I've never seen her other work outside of Street Racing Syndicate.
But now you have.
I haven't.
I think I do recognize her from like one of the first porns I ever watched.
Tell us up, about her, Brian.
Which is indelible. You know, it's
indelible.
Indelible.
You grew up to her.
It was just a lesbo. I think this was her.
Wow.
Irreplaceable. Wow. Hey, nostalgia.
But also, I could be being racist right now, too.
Sure.
You need to sit your little but sexy ass down.
Anyways, right, I'm sure I did see her somewhere.
Burrito's going to give us his top five.
And I'll bring
in
the porn.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of them are on YouTube.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
Hang on a sec. Okay. Let's backtrack. Just rephrase. It's like Grand Theft Auto. There's a version of it where there's what?
No. Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
And instead of unlocking cool car parts, you basically get videos of girls, and they're dancing for you.
Yeah.
And as you beat harder and harder challenges, they take off more clothes.
Is this like
culminating in them dancing in a bikini?
What's the point of these videos?
That's it, man. That's the whole point of it.
Because young boys like to see titties.
You earn them?
Well, the point was, the point is we unlocked them all.
Yeah.
So the point is it
worked. Why do you even have to ask what the point is?
Yeah.
Did you not like tits?
Does it relate to the game? Like, does it help you get to the final level? You know, it's just this weird collectible.
It's because
right?
It rules, dude.
It's like it's cool.
Done something.
It's a memorable thing of the game. I got you.
It's the only thing the game had to offer.
It was the first NFT.
It was an NFT. You're absolutely fucking right.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
The game was awful. Like
they had to juice it somehow.
Yeah,
it was so difficult to beat the challenges because the driving mechanics were so bad. Yeah.
I like
but
tits.
We persevered.
We did.
Can I just go on record?
Yeah.
There's saying that I like tits.
Noted.
Thank you.
Paige and Dr. Smart Man.
Oh.
Answering incorrectly on Poipus.
All right.
Yes.
So tell me if there's from ethical standpoint, like purposely telling people incorrect answers in order to get them to correct you and sound smart.
Give us a better example.
All right. So,
in order for the other people to sound smart?
Yeah. So let's say we were just talking about something like you're really interested in, right? Or like Thrice. Let's talk about Thrice. This might make it the easiest, right? You're talking about getting the illusion of safety on vinyl. I say something like, oh, the one that ends with Red Sky?
Oh. And I would say, no, that's VC, right?
It's like a conversational trap.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Wait, do people do this? I don't understand.
I'm sure this.
Wait, why do you do it?
Just to provoke people to think they're smarter than me. It's like a disarming technique in having long conversations with people to get them to like you.
It sounds manipulative.
It is very manipulative. Ooh. That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
like,
where I don't
we
like
at, Dr. Smartman?
I actually hate it.
Is it unethical? I don't know. I feel like you would have to go into like different schools of thought on different ethics.
Is it kind
of
like Anna Sorokin?
Wait, what was that again?
Where she was a heiress? She lied to everybody?
Yeah. Her life was a lie.
No, it was that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
Because there's nothing at stake for you to abdicate that, you know, somebody's smarter than you on just a very trivial thing.
Right?
There's no stakes.
But also,
there.
I don't understand how that would make the conversation go further. Like, what point do you... So let's say we're talking about Thrice, and you know you want to talk about Thrice for an hour.
With someone that knows a lot about Thrice...
Or a little bit. If you tell,
but you can never divulge that you actually know about Thrice if you start off saying
again,
I don't know.
Again, this was just a simple example. We can level it out and talk about what if you're talking to say some CEO of a company and you can convince them to like do this or that. You know what I'm saying? Like turn tides and stuff with
sales
someone.
Pitches.
As long as you get that conversation in there,
okay,
and make him feel smarter, you might just get your way.
Yeah, I'm okay with doing it in a corporate environment.
Or you make the other person feel like so it's their idea.
Right.
You know?
Is that bad?
Yeah.
That's inception.
No, I don't think so.
Is it manipulative?
I mean, I think in a corporate environment, no holds barred. But just like with just your bros,
yeah,
I think
bros?
It's like, why?
That's a dick move, right?
It's just like perplexing.
It wouldn't make any sense. I can understand in like a party context when you're never going to see this person again, who gives a shit, just to get them juice. Because if you really, really love Thrice and they're just kind of a fair weather fan, right? You give them the opportunity to divulge more than if you're dictating the conversation with your super Thrice knowledge.
What's your goal? Are you trying to like take over the world, dude?
Who says I haven't
already?
He's
trying to move up the corporate ladder.
I see.
Look, he's greasing some wheels.
Yeah, dude. In
he's over at fucking Julio's trying to get these checks. He's like, Julio, you don't have to fucking put it in the mail. I'm right here.
I'll take cash.
It's already in the mail.
Sorry.
And that was Double X Quantimino.
Quantimino. Wait, so was that the end of... That was the end of Double X Quantimino, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering. I was trying to do a thing where I was pretending like I didn't know the answer. Go ahead. It didn't work out. Cut it, J-Mark. Go ahead.
You gotta move some weight. Why wait? Julio LP Diversified Holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio at the ass today. You'll regret it tomorrow. Julio de ass.
And this is the news.
What do you know? McDonald's had adult Happy Meals.
Who would have guessed?
Toss about a burrito.
Let's do the segment again. Let's do the whole thing. Okay.
I found this article. I put it in the chat because I knew Arthur likes
He's a fair weather hype beast.
Yeah.
He's a fair weather hype beast. And so I knew he would want this.
He would bite.
And he bit. Ouch, and he got Cactus Jack.
And the I best got one. Some kickback from it. So.
Wow. You use the affiliate code at burrito.
That's with a burrito with an X.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Social media runs rampant with claims of active shooter at Jersey City Mall, but it was all only a popcorn machine.
Bullshit.
This is America.
Damn.
This is America.
Wait.
It's
kind
of funny. Until it's not.
Yeah.
But I bet everyone's like, oh.
I have. Yeah, I don't know what I would do. I think I'd be scared.
Well,
it must have been really loud.
Right. It must have actually sounded like gunshots.
Or one person thought it was and then just started. There was a game,
that's
a game of telephone.
That's why you don't yell fire in a crowded theater.
So the new thing is gunmen
popcorn down.
Yelling
Are you
gunmen.
Saying the news spun crying fire in a theater?
Well, reality did.
Right.
This fucking popcorn machine did.
Bullshit.
I think you should be able to yell fire in a crowded theater. More speech should be, you know, so basically how you fix that, you go, is there really, someone has to say, is there really fire in the theater? And the other guy's like, no, I'm just kidding.
Now you're arrested.
So I don't know. That's my thought.
Londoners completely baffled as cans of urine being sold for £500 outside Tate Modern.
Wow.
So I guess that's a museum of some sort. Modern art.
Tate Modern.
How many people do you think bought this?
All of them. I'm sure you sold them all.
Huh?
Yeah, all the cans.
What is this, pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the pound's not doing well right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
500 pounds, but it's still about $500,
yeah,
right?
For a can of urine. Yeah.
I like this idea. I would like to sell very rich people. I guess they're not rich, are they? A lot of them are.
Whose urine was it?
Gavin Turks, an artist.
Was it all his urine?
You tell me. Possibly.
That's a good question.
It is valid question, because that takes a while.
Yeah, first off, we'd like to know how many cans were being sold.
Right.
And how they were prepared.
It was probably his friends that came by.
It doesn't specify.
He had 3 cans of his own urine, and he gave them each £500 to come by and buy them from him.
Are you doing, is this an SAD question?
No, this is just what I think is happening.
Oh, I see.
This is the real story.
I think he had PAs, dude. I think he put an ad
Crisis
for PAs
actors?
On Craigslist.
No. PEAs.
Look out, everybody.
Right. That makes more sense.
I would have said piss assistance, but
that's fine. This is so he's juicing. This is an honest sauce.
I don't think it I don't think he's saying,
it
guys,
matters.
This is like my pee. And I don't think they're saying, I'm not going to buy this if it isn't your
pee. If I fucking test this shit
and it's not your damn pee,
and it's not your piss, I'm going to ask for my fucking money back. I'm still drinking
no
it,
refunds,
but I'm asking
asshole.
For my fucking money back.
Don't take a shower in it.
New research indicates that straight men who play guitar in extreme metal bands do it to impress other straight men.
So
Monkey's
what?
Out of the bottle.
Yeah.
So what, dude? This is for the bros.
Exactly. It's about time it's for the bros.
Guess what? It's not a. It's not fucking about you all the time.
Right.
Okay?
Sometimes it's about us.
Yeah.
Guitar licks for dick licks.
Wow.
Whoa.
There's nothing gay dude, about
no,
this, dude.
Can I just say? Specifically straight men in the headline.
Can I just say, Burrito, you're on fire. Today, I mean.
Guitar licks for dick licks. Not bad. It's like
vagina. No, and this isn't even a gay thing. This is just like boys being boys, dude. This is like locker room talk.
Yeah, I was putting this to the idea of, you know, the group shower. It's like, hey, we just got done with football practice.
Yeah.
Time to hit the showers.
And yeah, I love this, dude. I mean, because like most of the time when you have men performing at a high level, it's usually to get poontang. And this one, they're just doing it for the love of the game, to impress their boys, have a good time, talk about Satan, and then, you know.
Talk about Satan.
In a safe space.
They're not doing it for straight men. They're doing it for Satan.
Yeah.
There's truth behind that.
I love it.
How about this, Burrito? Velma is officially a lesbian in new Scooby-Doo film, years after James Gunn and Moore tried to make her explicitly gay. I don't know why they dropped James Gunn in there. Just fucking...
I think he produced this one or something. Okay. His name's on it.
No, yeah, he directed those. Apparently.
He was one of the writers of Scoob.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Anyway, Velma's officially a lesbian.
Yeah.
I think she's also Mindy Kaling. Am I incorrect?
I thought she was played by...
None of the new Scooby-Doo films.
She's writing it or directing it, I think.
Mm. No, there was a cartoon that had... Sorry, I like Scooby-Doo a lot.
That's why I brought it.
Yeah.
Oh, she was the voice of it.
Hey, remember when we were talking
about
giving wrong answers?
And I think the writer.
Are you saying I'm pretending not to know about Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
I've seen Brian's Scooby-Doo collection.
Yeah, okay.
It's Scooby-Doo massive. Under Ruse.
Yeah, he's got a whole wall just dedicated to Scooby-Doo.
His Scooby-Doo scoop and toss.
Yeah, he's got a life-size Scooby-Doo statue.
What if we got scoop and so toss. Good? Exactly. Exactly. So big that we could spin up a fucking underwear brand called Scoop and Toss.
Scoop and Toss.
Priya, do you know about Scoop and Toss?
Scoop and toss?
I don't understand it. I don't understand the etymology.
Did I bring this to you guys?
Huh?
This 10-year-old boy makes art that sells for over $100,000. Fifth grader Andreas Valencia's
launders.
Bullshit.
For a
monkey's out of the bottle.
Yeah, tell him about it, Gemini. We're bringing kids into the shit.
Is money laundering?
They're fucking using young children on this bullshit.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, this kid, so you're saying that this kid is not just doing it for the love of the game, and also that his parents have nothing to do with it. You're saying that
They're completely absolved of any money laundering. The Valencias of the famous Mafia Valencia family.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm spitting game.
So the kid's inspirations range from Picasso to Pokemon.
Look out.
Pokemon also.
It looks pretty cool, and I think the reason it looks kind of cool, the art, is because it's done by his goddamn parents, because they have money to hide.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't pretend any longer that it's not money laundering. Art, you suck.
Thanks, man.
Every show we do, we get to talk about how art sucks.
Or it's a money laundering scheme, which is true!
Yeah.
100.
And also, it's always like, there was some scandal about a kid. Haven't we talked about this before? There's been other news stories.
The one where they ordered too many SpongeBob popsicles?
Yeah, we talked about that too.
And SpongeBob is the art that I'm talking about.
Hey, that was art in its own. That was performance art.
Because then he got a GoFundMe to pay for more than that shit, dude.
And he made the news.
Respect the hustle.
Hell yeah, dude. That kid's got it going on.
Man caught on video urinating on ex-wife's grave almost every morning. The 68-year-old man visited the cemetery almost every morning between 6:14 and 6:18. Wow. With his current wife. Oh, with his current wife.
Honey, just wait over there.
So every day, this new wife came and she was like, all right. I mean, this is just what he does.
I'll just wait in the cab.
Yeah. This is just what he does. He could be a cuck,
and she put him up to it.
Oh, she's like, I want to see it every day.
I ain't marrying you.
It's going to take us 4 minutes to get there.
We live right there. We live right there. It's right there.
Oh, you don't love her anymore? Okay, well, why don't
Prove
you go out there
to me
every morning?
There's a halo hanging on the corner.
She loves
Sugar Ray a little too much.
But this is
1459.
This is Apex.
This rules, dude. If you do it once, if you do it every single day, you got to get over it. He's hanging on to a resentment.
It's you now. Right.
If you do it once, just to say fuck you.
I think he was gonna do it until his 69th birthday.
Oh, okay. Then he's like,
yeah,
I had it too old for this. Like,
nice. Burrito, did you read the story?
I did not. Okay. I was going to ask how long he's done this for.
Oh, I don't know.
14 years.
Ever almost since she died, as soon as they put her on the ground.
Yeah, it does. It should say how long he did it.
Because it could have been like 2 days.
Yeah, right.
Well, he has a new wife, so it's at least 3.
Wow. Well, speaking of spillage, a tomato spill makes a major California highway a marinara mess.
Look out, everybody!
We're paying SF Gate a little too much.
Let's go on the scene to our lorry aficionado. Arthur, what do you think about this?
Check this out, guys. The California, the I-80 is one big pizza.
Oh, my. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Back to you in the studio. Now that's a spicy amito
ball. Yeah, you can't see it right now, but Arthur has a big mustache and a damn big fluffy hat on. Yeah.
He's stroking
spinning
it too.
Pies.
He's a damn pie spinner.
What kind of tomatoes were these, if you had to guess?
What
Roma.
I'm going with Roma.
Chama.
Or some greenhouse.
Damn, dude.
What kind of tomato do you
All
like?
All I can say is there's an angry wop at the end of this mess, dude. Where are my tomatoes?
We're going to have no pizza today.
Yeah, no pizza today.
Hey, I got to close up shop. Yeah, I ain't got no tomatoes.
They had to apologize to the whole Italian community.
Yeah, and there's like the Sharpie markered sign on the door.
No tomatoes.
Tomatoes didn't come in today. Closed.
No tomatoes today.
Wow.
I got to have a second real quick, guys.
Okay, he needs a breather.
I didn't load that up.
What?
I didn't load the other one.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
I don't even know which one it is.
It's a .mp3. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese national swim team member. Despite not being Japanese and still attending court-mandated classes after a breaststroke incident, simple misunderstanding, could have happened to anyone. So rinse off and relax. You'll need to wait at least 30 minutes to get back in the pool after these headlines. This is Burrito's Nippo News.
I want to know what happened in this breaststroke incident, dude. He's stroking someone else's breast? Don't do that.
Simple misunderstanding.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Misunderstanding.
Lil Miss was understanding me.
Sorry, I was reading the headline before you said it.
Japan's first genderless two-piece school swimsuits are now available for adoption by schools.
Congratulations, Mom! Can we please get it? I don't want to look at my tits anymore.
You got man boobs.
Yeah,
they got these new unisex
bikinis
swimsuits. They're like
it's a man's ear.
They're like long sleeve shirts and like kind of board short looking things.
Oh, okay.
So same blue color, but you know they're not like form fitting or anything. It's fine if they want to wear them. That's cool. But what I'm really worried about is that this might change all the anime tropes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this. Hold on.
Because there's swimsuit anime tropes.
Oh, wow.
And they're all in this...
One piece.
Yeah, these one piece swimsuits that, you know...
Make you hard?
Some
people have worn for a long time.
Well, it's time to go. We got long sleeves and board shorts.
You know, what the hell, dude?
And ankle, like, suntan.
There's a couple of schools that are considering just offering it. So they're not going to have everyone wear it.
Sure.
It's not like the uniform, but if a student wants to, then they can wear it.
What is Japan giving people choice?
I like it because when I was a kid, I was definitely like every now and then wear a shirt while I swam, depending on which girl was at the swim party. So this would have been,
you could tuck it under
my dick. No, more like holding my fucking fat ass titties.
So they don't float.
It's 34 C's.
What are you jealous? Hey, Michelle Green, what are you jealous?
They ain't quite D's, but you can hold them.
They'll do.
They'll do.
Yeah, so I guess so, man. So I guess I normally ask if this is a sex thing, but this is the opposite of a sex thing because your anime chicks are going to be looking real boring.
Yeah.
I keep giggling at your headlines. What's that?
You can't poo in it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but what you can do with poo, come touch our poo animals at the Tokyo Museum. There's the Unko Museum.
Poo animals.
And they're going to have these little fluffy turds.
Sure.
Is it made out of real shit?
No.
Oh, it's like shaped. It's a...
Okay.
I thought they like made like... Yeah. Animals, they crafted them out of shit. They like made like a sculpture.
They're all kind of like different colors. Yeah, they're like
poo emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a poo emoji plushie, but they've got different tails, like different animal tails on them.
Yeah,
and yeah,
they're inviting people to come pet these things.
Yeah. They're gonna have an exhibit where you can come
next to the zoo.
Have they never heard of them. COVID?
Yeah, have they never heard of COVID
19?
Hey, they're just now opening back up.
Yeah, we'll close back down. Yeah, okay,
close it's not it down. We got crap. I mean, that's COVID in fur. Shut it down.
Foreigners, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I hate foreigners. What I mean is, if I'm a Japanese person, I hate foreigners, which means I hate Americans. Thank you.
Fair. Would you say you're hot-blooded?
Hot-blooded.
Well, you have to check in and see.
I got a fever. That's Foreigner.
Hummer and three.
Is that Foreigner?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Well, I'm getting a little double vision right now.
Oh my god.
Look out, everybody!
Because the next article is also about poo. Japanese public restroom ads donate to charities every time a stall is used.
Wow. I'd be shitting all the time. Why not? Shitting for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before you get too deep, Burrito.
Yeah.
In too deep.
Do you understand scat?
Scat?
He's spoiling it!
Oh, no. Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah. How do you scat, Brian? All right, Gemini. Now we gotta layer it.
It's hard to do more than one scat.
Yeah, you don't layer scat.
It needs to be a scat.
That's a catastrophe.
A scat.
It's catastrophe.
Hey,
it's catastrophe. Like
was that one of our ska names? Scatastrophe?
It should be. Wow, that's a great name.
I think we have to go back into the annals and see if that was one of them.
Scatastrophe.
Man, write that down.
It's terrible. It was great.
Speaking of annals, these...
Oh, my God.
He's just out here.
He's a monster.
He's just out here. This motherfucker is just out here.
Hey, call 911, put this fire out.
Yeah, what about speaking of annals?
These toilets have, like, an air pad or something, mm-hmm. or just a tablet, you know. And it shows you ads on it.
Wow.
While you're sitting on the toilet.
It's a CPM, crap per minute.
Yeah.
Fee that they're charging.
It monitors the traffic.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, it records you.
It doesn't record you.
Maybe it does. It measures your dump.
Yeah.
Gets a whiff of what you've been eating.
It says that toilet goers are given an overview of the toilet situation in the entire restroom, such as their own time spent on the throne.
No,
and
I don't need that.
What is going on here?
I don't need that granularity in my data collection.
Yeah, see, if it's a full house.
Your doo-doo data.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been here.
So I don't know, it gives you an idea if you should speed things up or if you can take your time, you know, because you got to be respectful.
Brian, what's your average time? Dropping a deuce.
3 hours.
I would be so pissed if like they rushed me. I'm a pretty quick shitter, but I would still to feel someone giving me pressure.
Breathing down your neck.
Breathing down my damn neck. This is like a sacred place.
Right.
The Japanese people should respect this, dude. It's dishonorable to rush me out of my sacred space, I think. So.
How are the logs today?
I guess I'm alone on this, so my bad.
No, I agree. I agree.
Thank you.
But most Japanese toilets are like their own little rooms.
Love that.
It's an apartment.
It's pretty nice.
Does it have enough space to squeeze one out?
Yeah.
I don't think you need much space to squeeze one out.
Are you sitting on the toilet or are you standing?
What? Me sitting? Personally? Yeah, I sit. Sure.
You're a sitter?
The writer of this article is Master Blaster.
So you know it's good.
What is it? Amateur?
And that was Burrito's Nepo News.
News! Burrito's Nepo News! These are the headlines straight from Japan Mines News! Nepo News!
Here we go, guys.
What is this?
So last night, I pulled my meat. It felt so good, I pulled it again. Hey, it's me, Meat Rod. You might know me from that time a giant robot rabbit terrorized the city. Or maybe I electrocuted you or someone in your family accidentally. You might be thinking, Meat Rod, how do you do it? Well, it's no secret. It's just that it is.
Hey, buddy, you look a little tired. Feeling run down? Maybe it's time to crack open a fresh can of Daddy Juice to help you finish strong. Still sucking on your first one? No sweat. Double fisting is never a bad idea. So take a Daddy Juice in each hand and let that soothing jolt of energy wash all over your face, neck, and chest like a calm tsunami that will make you say,
ooh, mommy.
Daddy Juice comes in delicious flavors like salted plums, peach straw nectar, and white honey.
Daddy Juice will calm you down and fuck you up. Daddy Juice. Take it to the face.
Take it to the face.
Shove it up your ass. Take that entire episode and shove it up your ass.
Nailed it!
Good job, time, everyone.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!
Got rocket ships.
Baby, your role did I want, and I'm jacking off in your room.
Are you hiding in the closet or under the bed?
Baby, I'm
where
hiding.
Would you be hiding?
I'm under, I think the closet. So yeah, I can look.
Under the bed is very risky.
How about in the ceiling?
That's not bad.
I would do the ceiling.
If they had ceiling tiles, that'd be easier.
Just like
so that you can move a little bit of the one
make
tile.
Make the ceiling a milking table.
Wow.
She walks in, there's just
a dick. She doesn't pre-com. Even like she doesn't even ask any questions. Just
she stands on her bed. She has to get a little boost, so she stands on her bed and jerks you off, dude.
Wild.
Raining cum on onto her and her bed
and her possessions.
Oh, you're that good.
Oh man, what a down ass bitch, dude. God, what a down ass broad. Yeah, I was told that your ceiling is a glory hole. So I snuck into the attic and
milking
then
table.
Drilled.
Yep. Milking table means that she'll be receiving it one way or the other.
One way or the other.